The Ash, Lutzy and Susie O'Neill podcast.
Wednesday pod.
Hey, yo. Geez, we've got a full studio in here at the moment.
Podinski. Onto Podstowski. Podlushki.
Got a little peek behind the curtains. We're prepping for something.
Yeah. Podsavage! Goal!
What? He's like speaking another language there.
I know. No, he's doing, I know exactly what he's doing. He's doing, he's taking on, is that Billy Birmingham?
Well, Billy did it. He did, yes. You can't ski, now she can ski.
Yeah.
And all these ski names.
Oh, she can't ski.
Very racist.
She can't ski.
She can't ski, now she can ski.
Okay.
She won't ski.
It sounds a bit rude.
And then he stuffs up like a real Anglo-Saxon.
Would rather not ski. Williams. I've got that one right.
Yeah, hopefully got that one right.
That's funny.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Can we say what we're prepping for?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or is it a secret?
Doomsday.
Yeah. I've got all my... I saw this thing the other day, actually, talking about that.
Have you just switched things up? What are we prepping for?
Well, we're prepping for a DJ sort of thing, but we won't get into it now.
Yeah, okay.
But you said no worries, Doomsday. Sweetheart. I started thinking canned goods. And I saw this thing if you want to prank your kids, what you do is in your pantry with all your canned goods, you take all the labels off everything.
Oh.
And they all look the same.
A little bit spicy.
Oh. The same. You don't know what you're getting.
And then put like...
It could be...
Put like nappy sand in there as well.
No, don't kill them. Don't kill your parents.
Sleeping. Oh, yeah.
Terps.
No.
Turpentine. Next to the cordial.
I was thinking coconut cream.
Lemonade's a bit off.
You go for the baked beans and you end up with the...
Stomach's certainly cleaned out.
Anyway, try that at home, everyone.
Don't try it, I said at home.
No, well, everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah, good one, David. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well done, David.
Someone had,
die. Sue you.
Yeah,
sue
it'd
us.
Be your fault.
No.
Sue.
Yeah, somehow then you'd skew it around and I'd end up in the lawsuit. I'd get named in the lawsuit.
You'd be in prison.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So listen, please don't do that.
Don't do that, mate.
No. We're prepping for a DJ
I saw on Instagram, some of them look real. When someone wakes up, put a mirror in front of them. And some people punch the mirror. Why would you punch the mirror if someone was in bed next to you? So you wake up and you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You open your eyes and they put a long mirror there.
It'd freak you out.
Yeah, that's a couple people go,
You haven't woken up next to someone.
I'm waking up anyone.
Years and years, you'd be like,
I'd jump on it.
Go, who's that hot guy?
Hello.
You'd think you're still dreaming. You go, God.
Have you still got the mirror in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the roof?
How do you know about that? Oops.
No.
No, she doesn't know about that.
It wasn't on the roof. It was on the wall.
It's on the wall, but it's not low.
Yeah. No, you've spoken about that.
Stop getting ahead of yourself.
You got Luke McHugh.
Luke McHugh put it up.
Yeah. he got our head technician to take, and that's not a pun. Not a pun, by the way.
I didn't know it was a sex mirror.
he was just called our technician until he went over there to put that mirror up.
Now we call him a head.
So it wasn't,
But he was a bisexual technician when you first met him.
Well, he was after I slept with him.
Then I kissed him on stage.
Is that a true story?
It's like he doesn't know where the HR department is. Because, my God, we have put him through the ringer.
It was a different time.
It was. Back then,
you're allowed to sleep with, people from the workplace.
From the technical department.
Yeah. And he wore his...
You woke up naked. He wore his tuxedo pants,
but...
You and
I am and remain a staunch freeballer.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, well, come on.
You were naked.
What's the big deal? So I slept naked.
When you wake up, did you know that he was... Was it a surprise to see him in the bed?
Well, of course I'd forgotten. Of course I'd forgotten what had happened the night before.
Okay.
I don't think you still... neither of you fully want to talk about what actually happened.
Yeah, well, come on.
Until now.
I mean, there was no mirrors in there. Yeah. It was just the imagination.
I do love the thought of you getting nude. Like, think of how you'd have to be to, good night, Luke. I'm just going to get nude. He's in the bed with him. What? Yeah.
Maybe he has gone to HR and that's why he gets, 15 weeks holidays a year.
Yeah. They cut a deal.
That's true.
Yeah. They cut a deal with him.
Look, you can cycle as much as you want.
Yeah.
We'll give you free trips to Hamilton Island.
He was told that riding a bike would be good for his recovery. So far, he's ridden around Australia three times.
His mental health because of you. Oh, wow.
The Ash, Lutzy and Susie O'Neill podcast.